In a hard-fought match, France defeated Belgium on Tuesday in the first World Cup semifinal. John Strong from Fox there with the call. It was a huge victory, not just for French fans, but for many on the African continent, where some of France's biggest stars have roots. Out of the 23 players on the roster, 12 have African ancestry. And in a country where anti-immigrant sentiment has been on the rise for years, the success of France's diverse roster creates a complicated relationship between fans and the players they're rooting for. Shireen Ahmed is a sports writer and co-host of the Burn It All Down podcast.
There's people all over the world who are really excited. I follow on Twitter, we call it the football Twitter family, and are really recognizing that the last four remaining teams are, yes, European, but also have a huge, huge number of players of immigrant experience or first generation. And that really matters because of the relevant political situation in Europe.
12 of France's 23 players are of African descent. How have those players transformed French soccer, or dare I say soccer, football? Let me clarify that. How have they transformed the sport, and what's generally their sort of, how are they received at this point by French fans?
Well, that's a great question, but I think it's really important to just sort of backtrack a little and realize that they're not the first to bring this to the table. I mean, we had legends such as Raymond Kopa, Michel Platini, and the most famous Zinedine Zidane, who are all French players, were part of the tricolore, is what they call the French national team. And they were of immigrant experience or first generation. So this isn't the first time we're seeing this. So what's happening now is that it's more of a discussion, you know, on immigration and stuff, but it's really a conversation about race.
Right. And that's, and I think that that's something, given the politics on the continent of Europe right now, but particularly in France, and we're seeing it here in the United States, this sort of extremism, very, you know, hard right politics that are really influencing society. And I'm just wondering what those conversations are like among French fans. Like, is there sort of a cognitive dissonance when you're looking at who's on the team versus how French citizens or immigrants in France are treated differently?
Well, that's a really good point. And it's not exclusive to France. Let's remember Belgium, who, you know, was knocked out yesterday by France. I mean, they're unbelievably powerful, amazing player, Romelu Lukaku, who is of Congolese descent, has also famously said that if you're Belgium and you're a person of color, there's no way you have not experienced racism. And what he said was, when he performs well, he is the Belgian, you know, phenom. When he doesn't do well, he's Lukaku of Congolese descent. And that's very telling. So what happens is, you know, whether it's France or Belgium or even in Italy, as we've seen with Mario Balotelli, you can be theirs if you are doing well, if you are successful, if you are contributing, if you are making that country look good. They want you to be part of them. You are their son, in essence. And what happens is, if you don't live up to those expectations and you don't belong to them anymore, you're disposable. And I think that that's really a crux of an issue. And it's very important to hear these stories. And most French fans don't realize this. I mean, they get caught up in the passion. And yesterday I was remarking on Twitter, then Paul Pogba, who was fouled, fell down. You had legions of French people and probably the whole country jumping up and standing and getting really upset that he deserved a call. But I remarked that was probably the only time you would ever see random French people defend a black Frenchman who's Muslim.
Shireen Ahmed is a sports writer and co-host of the Burn It All Down podcast. Thanks so much for being with us, Shireen.
Thanks for having me.